be, of course, learn about the hemshach of the decline all of civilization, all of humanity, until it reached the point of the Dor HaMabul. If you study the whole Seder in Parshas Bereishis, how things started to go down after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, which was Adam HaRishon's own Chet, then the Chet of Cain VeHevel, which is a Chet, a sin of an individual. Two generations later, in the generation of Enosh, two generations later, it says, Oz Huchal Likho B'Shem Hashem. And most Mefoshim learn that Oz Huchal, Rashi says, Loshen Chulin. B'Shem Hashem became something vulgar, ordinary, and this is the beginning of Avodah Zorah. In the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zorah, Rashi brings it here in Chumash, also the same shot. Oz Huchal, Loshen Chulin, Likro, as Shemos HaOdom, B'Shemos HaAtzovim, B'Shemos Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'asosan Alilim, B'Likrosan Alahus. The Rambam says, B'Mei Enosh, Tov HaOlam, Tov HaSkodim. People started giving, attaching koiches of divinity to the sun and the moon and the stars, even though, as the Rambam said, they still knew that there was a Bari Olam, but they thought that it's a mitzvah to worship the mishamshim of the Melech. Finally, much later, it degenerated to Avodah Zorah Mamish. So at the beginning, started with the Chet of Avodah Zorah. Later, the Dor HaMabul was the Chet of Gil Arois. Ahi ki hechel ha'odom l'roiv al pnei ha'adoma u'bonois yuldu lehem. So, ayiru, this was the Chet of the Dor HaMabul, that's the Feirish in the Pasuk, is the chet that they became to, they came to practice Gilu Arois, to the point, as Rashi says later on, even Chaya Va'of Niskokim L'Sha'ein Aminam, Rashi says in our Parsha Noach, that even the animals somehow practiced abominations, became completely degenerated. And we'll soon talk about that a little bit later. How was it that the behemoth and the Chayas did this? They don't have any Pchira. Finally, Rashi says in our parsha, "Vatimoli ha'oratz chomos lo nechdom k'zardinam elo al hagezel." So we see over here, aside from the chet of the magician, aside from the chet of Cain, who were individuals, there was a steady decline. Avodah Zorah b'mei dor enosh, and then gilu arayis, hashchosa, ending up with Gezel, Chomos. Now these three in Yonim, Avodah Zorah, Gil Arayis, and Chomos, represent what is usually described in the Sforim, especially of the Maharam of Prague, as they conform to the three Chalokim that make up a person. The Maharal says a person is made up out of Guf, Nefesh, and Seichel. Guf is the body. Seichel, refers to Seichel, we call Neshama. This Neshama means, as I explained Shabbos morning when I spoke here, the Neshama Lekis, the Vayipach Vap of Nishmas Chayim, the Neshama of a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into him. The Nefesh, of course, to us, Nefesh, Neshama, we use them interchangeably. The Nefesh refers to the human instincts of a person. So a person is made up of a body,
is made up of a neshama elokis that we see in this, that animals don't have. Yet he has a certain, he has a nefesh of bahamis also. He has a nefesh which he shares with a balchai. He has emotions, instincts, desires, midas. Balachayim also have these things, also have instincts, also have desires. Animals. So that is not unique to a human being. What's unique to man? The neshama, the seichel, the das ha'odam. That balachayim animals don't have. And here we see that these three averas are connected with three chalokim of the human being. Avodah Zorah is a pgam in the seichel. Seichel. We may enosh tohu olam tohus gadol. They had a distorted view, a distorted. They their das became niskalkel as to the truth that there was a Hashem echad, Shmoy echad. They began to worship all kinds of heavenly body, the sun and the moon, and so on. Vayishtachul Hashemish leyerech until it wound up in avodah zarah mamish. That's a pgam in the seichel. Gilaroyes is a pgam in the guf. Gezel is a pgam in the midas, in the emotions, in the instincts, in the nefesh of Bahamas. For example, the Gemara says, "Il mole nitna teira," we could learn the midah of Gezel not to be a gazel from an amola. An amola is a worm that garners everything for itself and doesn't take that which belongs to a different amola. So the deram, so here we see that the generation of all of humanity on all the levels, on all the levels, on the level of the das, beginning with the Dairenish, the level of the Gilyaroyas, right before the Mabul, and finally, Asimoli Ha'oratz Chomos. Chomos is the Pgam in the Nefesh HaBahamis, in the human instincts. And perhaps this could explain, I think I once mentioned it here before, years back, Rashi in Bereshis, very interesting Rashi. And what we said now might explain Pshat in the Rashi. It says in the Pasuk, In the end of Bereshit, Hanfilim hoyu ba'oret v'yom ba'heim, v'gam achrei kein, asher yevoyu bnei hu alehim al bnei tzor odom, v'yoldu lehem, heima ha-giborim asher meyo leman shei Hashem. It says right before Mafter and Posek Dalet. So what is the pshat, v'gam achrei kein? These Nephilim, these malochim who were thrown down, and they fell down into this world. Rashi says, "By Yavam Ahein, be made Dor Enosh v'Dor Kain, v'Gam Achrei Kain, Afa Pishero be'Avdan Shal Dor Enosh, She'Ola Ukyonos v'Hitziv Shlish Ha'Olam, Lo'Nichna Dor Amabul Lilmoid Mehem." So Rashi tells us the Chiddush. During the days of the Dor Amabul, the Nephilim existed at that time. V'Gam Achrei Kain, even afterward, after what? After a third of the world perished in the days of Enosh, v'gam achrei kein, even though they saw a third of all of humanity perished, shero ba'avdan shel Dor Enosh she'ola ukyonos, the yam ukyonos flooded one third of the world, v'hitziv shlish ha'olam, wiped out one third, and nevertheless the Dor HaMabul didn't take a lesson. That's the v'gam achrei kein. Very modern. One third of the world was wiped out, be made Dor Enosh. Why one third? The answer is, Lefit Vareinu, we understand very well why one third. Because at the time of the Dor Enosh, the Avera began in one of the three Chalokim, in the Seichel. Be made Dor Enosh, the Pkam was in the Seichel, in Avodah Zorah. And the second third was Gilaroyes, and the third was the Chomos, Atimol Oretz Chomos. So be made Dor Enosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave a warning signal that Ukyonis wiped out one third of the world, because the chet of the Dor Enosh was connected one of the three chalokim that make up man, and the Dor HaMabul were mashchis the other two, mashchis the guf and mashchis the midas. Ati moli ha'oretz chomos. So this is the inyan of the Dor HaMabul, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, completely, ki nechamti ki asita, completely. And now we come to Noach. Ela told us, Noach saved the world. So he saved the world, he saved himself. But the inyan of the Teva, the pshat, this is the world. In Noach's Teva we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reduces all of civilization, the whole world, to one little Teva. That's the Welt. All the rest doesn't deserve to be saved, but that Teva deserves to be saved. And Eila told us Noach ish tzaddik, tam hoya b'daraisav, esor akim esalach Noach. So of course the Chazal point out over here, Eila told us Noach kol makom shenema, Eila poysal es rashayim. These are the told us of Noach and nobody else. Dafke these. Poysal es rashayim. All Eila here puzzles not only the other deiris, the other generations. Dafke esol lekim esalach Noach. Kushis Levi is a very nice word of Levi Yitzchak Baditcheva. Why is it that by Avraham Avinu it doesn't say Eila told us Avraham? It says at the end of Parshas Chayesora, Eila Yemei Shnei Chai Avraham Ashechoi. But it doesn't say Eila told us Avraham. Eila told us Yitzchak when Avraham Eila the Yitzchak. But in Avraham it doesn't say Eila told us Avraham. By Noach it says Eila told us Noach. There's a Parshat of Shat. It says in the Chazal that Noach, the chilek between Noach and Avraham, oh, there are so many pshatim, the main chilek between Noach and Avraham is Noach wasn't able to be megan on his door. Noach wasn't mechiach his door. Even though Rashi says he built the teva so that it should be a lesson for people, but he was not successful, he wasn't a mechiach his door. In other words, Noach ish tzaddik, he was a tzaddik for himself, but he was not mechiach the door, and he had no hashpor on the door. Avraham Avinu had a hashpor on the door. As a nefesh sharosa b'foron, Avraham Avinu was the leading personality of his door, even those who contended with him. But everybody felt it came under the influence of Avraham Avinu. As the Rambam said, he went from place to place, from Mimlocha to Mamlocha, Vayikra Shem B'Shem Hashem, Vayelech Avraham Holech V'Nesoyah HaNegba. Avraham traveled from place to place, Avraham was Mashpia, Avraham taught, Avraham influenced. That was the Avraham, and Noach did not. Memela, Avraham was Zeicha to be called an Av HaMoin Goyim. Avraham didn't only have his own children, Bes HaNefesh HaSharosa B'Choron, the whole world were his children. Therefore, it doesn't say that Eila told us Avraham Yishmoel v'Yitzchak, because Avraham had other told us. Kol ha-malamed is ben chaveroi is kili yolo, kili yoldo. So Avraham doesn't say Eila told us Avraham Yitzchak v'Yishmoel, because Avraham's told us were all of humanity were Avraham's told us. But Noach only had these three sons that told us, that's all. More than them he didn't have. The rest of the world were not the told us of Noach, because he had no hashpah over them. You cannot say about the rest of the world, about Kalam Alamed, that Noach taught them. Noach didn't teach them. Therefore, this is the chilik. Eila told us Noach, as Rashi says, this goes on the Shem Chom in Yafes, and the Pasuk interjects because of Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, so the Pasuk mentions is the Eila told us Noach before we mentioned the told us of Noach. Who was the told us of Noach before we mentioned them? But Noach himself was Ish Tzadik. This also explains perhaps here Rashi brings the very first Rashi. Hoyl v'hiskiroi sipa b'shvokoi shenema zecha tzadik levrocha. Now by Avraham we also find, the Gemara says in Yuma, zecha tzadik levrocha. How do you see in the Torah zecha tzadik levrocha? Because the Gemara says in the Aflamet Ches in the Sefer Yuma, because it says by Avraham avinu v'ashem omar amchas ani me Avraham meis asher ani oisa Avraham hoya yiyah legoi godol v'otzim v'nivruchu v'ay kol goi ha'oretz. So the Gemara brings Zeicha Tzadik Levrocha, a raya in the Torah we see Zeicha Tzadik Levrocha from Avraham Avinu. Now how come the Gemara doesn't bring this pasuk? Eila told us Noach, Noach ish Tzadik. The Gemara says over there, very interesting Gemara, Menoha ha'milsa damri Zeicha Tzadik Levrocha. So the Gemara asks, Menoha ha'milsa, it says in Mishlei, Zeicha Tzadik Levrocha, the pasuk in Mishlei. Zeicha Tzadik Levrocha v'shem Rishoyim Yaakov. So it says in Mishlei. So the Gemara answers, of course, and we know that it says in Mishlei, Zeicha Tzadik Levrocha, but can we find a trace in the Torah, with the Reise, Where do we see in the Chumash Zecher Tzadik Levracha? So the Gemara brings that pasuk in Vayera. Avram hoyo yiyah legoy gadol hamchas ani me Avram v'Avram hoyo yiyah. Since he mentions Avram, so he gives the bracha about Avram. Now why doesn't it mention over here? The Gemara could have brought this pasuk also. Ela told us Noach, before we mention the generations of Noach, Noach is Tzadik. So you see Zecher Tzadik Levracha, like Rashi says. The answer is because this is only a partial bracha. This is only a partial bracha. The bracha of Noach was only a bracha for whom? For Noach and his children. But on Avraham Avinu it says, "V'nivru chuboi chol goyei ha'aretz." Avraham's bracha extended to the whole world. The Gemara says, "Zeichat tzadik l'bracha." The ideal tzadik is Avraham Avinu. Noach is only compared to Avraham. It's a chiyash d'oshen l'gnai. The Ramban also mentions the point over here. Noach was a tzadik. But by Avraham Avinu it says, "Lasa tzedaka o mishpat." So Avraham says tzedaka. Noach is a tzaddik. The Ramban says, "What's an afkemina?" He says it very bekitza. The mishpat says by Avraham it says, "Lasa tzedaka o mishpat." So Avraham's mishpat is what's meant by Noach tzaddik. Mishpat means justice. But tzedaka is a lot more than justice. Tzedaka is rachamim. So Avraham has a mal of tzedaka. It's a higher madrega. Noach is only tzaddik, and Avraham it says tzedaka. Anyway, I think that this would explain why the Gemara doesn't use this pasuk as a raya for Zecher Tzadik Levracha, because the Gemara seeks a bracha for the world, not only a bracha for himself and for his children. That's why, even though Rashi says over here the pasuk tipa b'shvachoi, but the mocha for Zecher Tzadik Levracha is be'ikir seen from Avraham Avinu. Now, so Esro Lekim is Halak Noyach. And again we see it, Rashi says over here, his Halak Noyach, Esro Lekim, and Noyach needed a siyata. He needed a siyua, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's help. Noyach hoya tzorech tzad ul-tomkoi. Aval Avram hoya mischazik u-mahalak b'tzitko me'yela. Reis Halevi explains here the Rashi, according to a yesod that he sets down in the Sefer in the Beis Halevi on Chumash and Parshas Noach, he explains a number of things here in the parsha. For example, we mentioned before, "Batishachas ha'oret lefnehu alekim." So Rashi brings that not only that the people practice all the abominations, the ashchosa, even the balechayim, the animals. Question is, why did they? How could they? They don't have any bechira. But the Shochis Ha'oret, later on, Rashi brings that that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'hinni Mashchisam Es Ha'oret, Rashi brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he's going to wipe out even three tefachim deep. In three tefachim deep in the karka, the marble is going to wash away. Why is the karka guilty? The Beis Halevi says that from here we see that when a person does something in this world, it not only has an effect on himself or on those who see him, it also has an effect, a ruchniistic effect, he says. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the nature of things. If a person, he says, does a mitzvah in a house, he's mevayel the Gemara, Evan the Gemara says in Tanis, Evan Mekir Tizak, Bekufis Meitzia Anena, the stones of the house are going to say Eidus Loss of Lovey about a person. So the Beis HaLevi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the nature of the Ruchnius, that when a person does a mitzvah, it's Mekadosh the place, it's Mekadosh the atmosphere, it's Mekadosh the surroundings, it's Mekadosh the entire, everything that has a shaychus with that mitzvah becomes more Kaddish. In Fakert, if a person does an Avera, it's not only an Avera for he did, but it doesn't affect the place, it affects everything around him. He says, when the Deir HaMabel, because of their Averas, not only it brought in a Ruach Tumah in themselves, it brought in a Ruach Tumah on all levels of creation,
and the daimim and the tzemeach and the chai, the karka became tamei, the behemoth became the skalkel, the plant, everything. So the effect of the hashchos of the derech hamabul, he says, was not only in the people themselves. He says, even though we don't understand how this could be, this is the teva of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up that the kayachas HaKadosh in the world and the kayachas HaTum in the world. He says, when a person lives in a home and he does mitzvahs, the stones, the walls of the house will testify that they'll become more Kaddish than a different home in which mitzvahs were not practiced. In Fakir, the same thing as Averis. So, Mamela, he says, this is the pshat that the chayev oif when niskakam l'shein aminam, the behemoth, and the karka became vatishoches ha'oret l'fnei olakim, the pasuk says. The very soil, the very earth became so degenerated, became so defiled, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do away with the very karka itself. Memela, he says, the chilik between Noach and Avram, that Noach needed a siyua, is because since Noach didn't have ashbo on the veld, then there was a sakon of the veld having ashbo on Noach. Avram Avinu had that singular koyach that the entire world hadn't, the tumma and the avodah zarah of everything around him had no ashbo on him. And therefore he was in turn able to have ashbo on them. And that's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asora doiris menayach vad Avram, ad shebo Avram v'kibbutz char keneged kulam. But Noach, it doesn't say kibbutz char keneged kulam. He says because Noach, since he didn't have ashbo on the veld, so the tumah, the avodah zarah of the rest of the veld, was in danger of having a ashbo on Noach. So therefore, Noach needed a siyata d'shmaya v'akadosh baruch hu. Eschol ekim nesalach Noach. Noach needed the siyata d'shmaya because he was taka tzadik, because he was a tamim. But since he didn't have a hashpo on his environment, then he was in danger of having the environment have a hashpo on him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be mechazakim, had to support him. Avraham Avinu, Rashi says, his halech lefonai v'heyei sonam. Avraham Avinu had that kedusha, those resources of Avodas Hashem, that they were able to resist and to counteract the whole of the veld, as the Gemara says. Why was he called Avram Avinu? Avram ha'ivri, b'pnei shekol ha'olam me'evel azer, and Avram was me'evel azer. So Avram counteracted the entire veld. They had no ashpo on Avram, no ashpo whatsoever, adrabah, because Avram remained singular and strong and steadfast in his convictions and his amunah. So adrabah, he was able to turn the tables and have ashpo on them, not they had ashpo on him. Melech didn't need any saad. He didn't need any propping up, any support. Salach lefonai v'heyei summon. And it's very interesting. You see Kaseda and the Medrash. Rashi brings Yesh Dershim L'Shvachi, Yesh Dershim L'Gnai. When you take a look at the Medrashim, you take a look at the Mephoshim, you see more Dershim L'Gnai than Dershim L'Shvach. Why? Melech Adach Kivan HaTzadik. Teretz is, sure he was a tzadik, but not... It's not Avraham Avinu yet. It's not Avraham Avinu. The model of a tzaddik for us is Avraham Avinu. And I mentioned talk the last Shabbos in Shul, because Noach was only misaken the chelik hativi shiva adam, but the chelik haderecheret vayochol Noach ishu adama vayita korem. Avraham Avinu began doing what mitzvahs and masim tovim. Avraham Avinu was misaken the chelik haneshama, the nefesh or lekis. Noach was only misakim the nefesh habahamis, so therefore he was a moral human being. He's called the Ish HaAdama, and his children are all the Bnei Noach who are chayv b'sheva mitzvahs and are supposed to establish a system of humane living with morality and ethics, but it's not yet up to payag mitzvahs. That's Avraham Avinu. So constantly we see here that Hagam Noach is called the Ish Tzadik Tamim b'deraisav, but it's only a half a tzadik compared to Avraham Avinu. And the same thing we see beferish in the Medrash even more. And we will mention the Medrash in the course of answering the Kash of the Ramban. I saw the Ksav Sofer answer the Pashta Teretz, you can say, but I saw the Ksav Sofer already says it. Rashi brings over here Vani hinani mevi es hamabul mayim al ha'oretz. So vani, Rashi brings down in Pasuk Yud Zayin, hinani muchan lahaskim im oisam shezer zuni v'omru lefonai kvar mo'enish kisiz kerenu. So Rashi here explains that the kavanah of this vani hinani, now I'm ready to agree with the malachim. Hey, Mr. Malachim said a long time ago what doesn't pay to create Adam Marishan. Mo'enish kisiz kerenu, v'ben Adam kisiv kedenu. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu overruled the Malachim. Now I'm ready to agree with the Malachim. Like the Ramban, what do you mean he's ready to agree with? He didn't agree with the Malachim. He left Noach alive. He saved Noach. Bishloim, if you do away with the entire world, okay, but he didn't do away with the entire world. In other words, the Rishoyim perished, but the Tzadikim did not. So how can Rashi say that Vani, meaning Hashem Yisboch, now is ready to agree with the Malachim? To do away with all with the whole world. He didn't. He only did away with the Rishoyim, but not with the Tzadikim. Noach was the only Tzadik left. But he didn't do away with the Tzadikim. That's the Ramban's Kasha and Rashi. The answer is like this. The Medrash already says about Noach, everything we said until now, that Noach was, Hagami was a Tzadik Tam, but was not yet like Avraham Avinu. In the Medrash it even says a bigger Chiddush. And the end of last week's Parsha, Ki Nechamti Ki Asisim, V'noyach motz chayin b'ni Hashem, Dr. Medrash, ki nechamti ki asisim v'noyach. Noyach is also part of the gzeira. I'm half charot on Noyach too. Ela she motz chayin b'ni Hashem. Pele v'haflo. Beirish and Medrash. Ki nechamti ki asisim v'noyach. Afilo Noyach she nishtaya mehem lohoye kedai. Ela she motz chayin b'ni Hashem. Pele v'haflo. Medrash says that Noach also didn't deserve to be saved, even though he's called a Tzadik Tomim. Motzah Chayin Beini Hashem. Now what's Pshat Motzah Chayin? Chayin is something upon which you can't sometimes give any reasons. The Gemara says, Chayin Amokam Al Yoshvav, Chayin Isha Al Baala. The teva of a person is, if he lives in a certain place, somehow it's Motzah Chayin Beini. Even though to somebody else it may seem very ugly, it may seem very objectionable. If it's his place, it has a certain chayin to him. Chayin isha al baala. Without, so the Gemara, now where did the word, what's chayin? Chayin is something which somehow it finds, you like it. You may not be able to give exactly a logical reason. Why? You just like it, period. That's the midah v'chanosi es asher ochoin, v'chanosi af afi shein ahogun, v'richamti es asher arachim, af afi shein kedai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midah, the Chanoisi is Asher Ochoi. In the Midas HaRachm of Hashem Yisboach, there is a Midah that sometimes you don't know why. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chanoisi Avapi She'eno Hogun. V'richamti Avapi She'eno Kedai. Explained in the Svarim, the reason for this is because even though he's not Hogun now, even though he's not Kedai now, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectation is that he will become a Hogun. He will become Kedai. That's what happened with Noach. The Medrash says that Noach, with all the tzidkis, also would have perished. The Elisha Motzah Chayim. Ki nechamti ki asisim, including, v'noach, including Noach. Elisha Motzah Chayim b'ni Hashem. The Meir of the Charenta, the Gamban's Kasha and Rashi. When Rashi says, v'ani hinani maskim, I agree now to be able to agree with the Malachim and to do away with the whole world, Bemisin included Noach too, including Noach also. But Noach was Motzah Chayim b'ni Hashem. The tzaddik tamim that he was, he still had to find a certain nesias chayin b'ni Hashem. And of course, what is the reason for Noach nesias chayin? It's because whatever madreges he had, being a tzaddik tamim b'dayr azeh, it was because from him is going to come out shame, and from shame is going to come out Avraham Avinu. So the af al pi she'eino hogun v'af al pi she'eino kedai of Noach, but he had that tzidkis which can bring out an Avraham Avinu. In other words, one can almost say about the relationship between Noach and Avraham, it's like Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. Noach is the perfection of Derech Eretz. Avraham Avinu brings the Torah into the world. Noach perfects the Derech Eretz. Avraham Avinu perfects the union of Torah mitzvahs. So, here again we see this union. Incidentally, beautiful pshat, Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner's son,
in the hammock, in some of the hammock davar chumashim, the Netziv, in back they have a section called Pe Kadosh. Pe Kadosh is a prater from his father-in-law, from Rabbitzel of Elojino. He says, Noyach ish tzadik tam hoye b'deroysev eser l'kim esalach noyach. What's up with deroysev? It says Noyach was a teiv l'shamayim and a teiv l'briyas. He was a tzaddik tamim b'deroysev, meaning he was a teiv, but sometimes it could be a teiv l'shamayim and a ra l'briyas, and sometimes just the opposite. A teiv l'briyas and a ra l'shamayim, they're all kinds of people. Noyach was a tov l'shamayim v'tov l'briyas. He was a tzaddik tamim k'neged deroysev in ben adam l'chaveroi, and also eser l'kim esalach noyach. He was a Toiv l'shamayim. The Zeram Abel was just the opposite. Atishoches ha'oret l'fnei ha'alekim, atimoli ha'oret chamas. The Zeram Abel were a ra l'shamayim, atishoches ha'oret l'fnei ha'alekim, in mitzvah sheben odom l'mokom, and atimoli ha'oret chamas, in mitzvah sheben odom l'chaveru. That's what Rabbi Tzvi Volozhiner says. Now coming back, perhaps everything we said until now will explain a certain chiddush we see in the parsha. We are saying in the name of the Medrash that the emes Noach himself wasn't yet worthy of hatzolah, wasn't yet worthy of being saved. Ela shemotzo chen b'ini Hashem. Maybe that's the reason why in Pasuk Aleph after Sheni you find Vayomer Hashem l'Noach Hashem harachmim. Until now the whole parasha is says Elokim Kiseida Eilat Kiseida Vatishach Asoros Lefnei Elokim Vayomer Elokim l'Noach and so on Kiseida. Then I ask Noach Chalash Tzivoyse Elokim Kein Asa. Then we start over again Vayomer Hashem l'Noach Boyata V'chol Beis V'chol Ateva. So all the Mephoshim ask, Noach was already told to go before into the Teva. Why did it say repeat it again? The answer is perhaps like this. Before Noach was told to build the Teva, it doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that you're being saved. He was not yet roy to be saved. He built the Teva, as Rashi says, to induce the people to do tshuva. That's why he had to build it for 120 years. But Noach himself, with the Shem Elokim, did not yet deserve to be saved. Because with the Shem Elokim, the Midas Hadin did not yet have Noach saved. But after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayema Hashem l'Noach, the Midas Arachmim, Vayata v'chol beischol ateva ki yoischol reisi tzadik l'fonai b'dei razer. In other words, the very first pasuk, Noach ish tzadik tom hoye b'derois of the Torah, narrates who Noach was. But it doesn't say beferish that he's going to be saved until after Sheni, Vayema Hashem l'Noach. Then you need the Shem Havayah, the Midas Arachmim. Then it's not enough anymore, the Midas Hadin. Now, Noach had three sons, Shem and Chom and Yafes. Obviously, it's easy to see for anybody who studies the chilik between Shem and Chom and Yafes that Shem was Kulo Tov, and Chum was Kulo Ra, and Yefes was in between. Yefes, the Melosh Yoifi. Yafta Lekim Le Yefes, when can Yefes be redeemed? When can the value of Yefes? Yefes means that which is the deracheres of culture, all the good things that there are in culture, only if v'yishkin bo l'shem. Without bo l'shem, then Yefes has no redeeming qualities whatsoever. Only if it's mekabel hashvo from the Yehol Hashem, then Yefes has value. And we see it memela. So Yefes, which stands for Yechachmas Yevonis, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says from this pasuk we learn out that even though you can't be Matagam Teira B'choloshin, but with Loshin Yevonis, yeah, Yafta Lekim LeYefes, V'yishkam Yehol Hashem. In other words, Yefes has some Shaychus to the Kedusha. When? If it wants to subordinate itself to Shem. When Yefes does not want to subordinate himself to Shem, then you know what happens to Yefes? Gzeiris Yavon, Chanukah.
the battle between Klal Yisrael and Yavon is the battle between Shem and Yefes, when Yefes refuses to subordinate himself to Shem. That then it comes out, then Chochmas Yavonis becomes the greatest enemy of Klal Yisrael. As the Maral explains, Dafke, because Yavon stands for Chochmas, stands for culture, stands for things of the spirit. Dafke, that's precisely because of this, they're such a sakana to the Klal Yisrael if they're not mevatel themselves, if they don't subordinate themselves to Chochmas HaTorah. The meaning of the battle of Chochmas Yavon, Hellenism against Klal Yisrael, Hellenism represents Yefes when it thinks that it is superior to Shem. When Yefes thinks he's superior to Shem, then Yefes becomes the greatest sakana for Klal Yisrael. Chum is not a sakana. Oh, Knan, Chum is cursed and finished. I'm no shayach with Chum. Everyone knows Chum is Ra. Oh, Knan. Yefes was not cursed. Yefes was blessed. Yefes was given a bracha. What kind of a bracha? Yafta lekim le Yefes, the yishkan b'yolei Shem. If Yefes knows to keep his roots in the house of Shem, Ba'ol Hashem, if the Chochmah of the world will subordinate itself and understand that the source of all Chochmah is Torah, Shem, then Yefes is redeemed. Then Yefes becomes valid. Then we can accept Yefes too. But during the time of the Bayesheni, when there arose that culture known as Greece, and that culture wanted to replace Chochmah HaTorah and set itself up as the only valid Chochmah that exists in the world, and Torah mitzvah citizens film doesn't mean anything, then it's the biggest sakana. Then Yefes says to Shem, "Kisvo lechem al keren asher shein lechem chelik b'lekei Yisrael." Then Yavon becomes chayshech, chayshech zu Yavon. That's the meaning of the three sons of Noach. So Shem is Tov, and Cham is Ra, and Yefes is a mishmash. This is a mishmash. It means it has both. It's a taruvus. It's a taruvus of Tov, which could subordinate whatever Ra there is. But if it's not subordinate, if the Ra is not subordinated, then Yefes becomes a much greater sakana, a much more powerful and dangerous enemy than even Cham. And this explains a little bit the whole parsha later on that we learn about what happened to Noach. This Noach Isha Adama, when he came out of the Teva, so he also stumbled. Hakam Noach the Tzadik Tomim, but it's not Avraham Avinu. Noach was an Isha Adama, Vayita Karam, and apparently the Kerem affected him, Vayesh Ben Ayayin Vayishko, Vayishka Besoka Holo, so he was in a state he was naked. He was in a state of the covered abrius of Noach was shame. So Chum, of course, Chum took advantage of the state of Noach. Vayach Chum aviknan es el vas ovev vayagel l'shliach of bachutz. Rashi points out b'shem Chazal that Chum violated Noach. But what did Shem v'Yefes do? Ayikach Shem v'Yefes is a simla, v'yasimu Hashem shneyem, v'yelchu acheranis. Shem and Yefes, what did they do? They covered up Noach. But as Rashi says, as you see from the part, it doesn't say v'yikhu, v'yikach Shem v'Yefes. So Shem shenis ametz b'mitzvah, Zachu Bonov Letalis Shelcitis Beyefes Zochalikvura Levonov. I believe years back we explained this Rashi. I'll repeat it again because it's worth repeating. What's the Pshat in the Rashi? Very interesting Rashi. Shem and Yefes both received tzchar for the mitzvah they did, for the covet in which they treated Noach. But there was a big difference between the tzchar of Shem and the tzchar of Yefes. Shem shenis amet for mitzvah. So what was his schar? He was zeicher to a talis shel mitzvah. In other words, our talis shel mitzvah that we have is a schar of Hashem, Hashem's mitzvah. The Maral Mefrag already points out. It says the schar she'omer Avraham Avinu mechut batzreich nal. There was zeicher to tzitzis. So the Maral answers. There's two inyanim. Al pi halacha there's only one, but al pi agada there's an inyan of the tzitzis and an inyan of the talis. The Guraya here on the Rashi says, b'schus yefes there was zeicha to a talis shel mitzvah. B'schus Shem rather, talis shel mitzvah. Avram was zeicha for the tzitzis. Anyway, getting back to this Rashi. So Rashi says that the schus of Shem's mitzvah, so Klal Yisrael, we are from the Bnei Shem, so we are zeicha to a talis shel mitzvah. And Yefes also got a schar, but a lesser schar, that his children were zeicha to the idea of kvura. Why? What's the difference? The idea is, the answer is this. Because Shem and Yefes mitzadeh mahus, Shem represents the future Klal Yisrael, the yeshiva of Shem ve'eva, the forerunner of Avraham Avinu, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, this is Hashem. This is Hashem, Malki Tzedek, he is Shem. Shem approaches the human body of Noach as not only a chesaron in Derech Eretz, a lack of kavod abrius, he sees the Tzelem Elokim as being defamed. So to him, when Noach was in a state of shame, Shem sees this as a pgam in the Tzelem Elokim, like we see in the Chumash. It says you're not allowed to leave a leisolin of loso alayetz kikilas elokim toli. Or adam is nivra b'tzelem elokim. If a person's body is put to shame, that means there's something wrong. The Tzelem Elokim is being desecrated. So Shem looks at Noach as the Tzelem Elokim is being desecrated. He looks at it as a chasaron, as affecting kavayochels, as affecting the neshama of the person, the Tzelem Elokim. So this is already an idea of Torah. Yefes looks at it as a chasaron and human dignity, but not more. The dignity of the human body, Yefes also believes in. The Umasailim also agree that the human body should be treated with dignity, with honor. Kavod abrius, but no more than kavod abrius. Kavod abrius from the point of view of Derech Eretz, not kavod abrius from the point of view of Torah. From the point of view of Torah, we treat kavod abrius because the Tzelem Elokim is involved, not only because from a humanistic point of view. There is the chilik between Shem and Yefes. Yefes has a humanistic, moral, ethical approach to protecting Noach. But it's humanism. It's not the Tzelem Elokim. It's the dignity of the human body. So he gets a schar also. What's the schar that he gets? He gets a schar that his children are treated with the same dignity. Zachu bonav l'kvura. It's enough gemenach whether you approach this inyan of kavod abrius mitzad humanism only. That's a hasaga of the Mesoilim. More they don't have. That's the hasaga of the culture of Yefes. But not more. Shem has a much, much more profound hasaga. When he sees Noach, he sees Kilel HaSalakim Toloi. He sees the Tzelem Elokim is desecrated. It's not only a question of a humanistic value that he sees that's being violated. He sees over here the Tzelem Elokim is being violated. Oy bazoi, if you have hasaga in the Tzelem Elokim, so you're given a schar that will reflect the Tzelem Elokim. That's the talish al tzitzis. What is the talis supposed to be? It's a malbish of kovid that's transformed into a mitzvah. When a man puts on a talis, what is he doing? He's putting on a garment, actually. But that garment becomes the skadish b'kedushas ha-mitzvah when you put tzitzis in it. It's more than a garment that covers the human body. It becomes a mitzvah. And Shem is zeicha to a talis shel mitzvah because his asoga and the human body is one that of a tzelem elokim, a yiddishkeit asoga, not a umas ha'olam dika asoga. Here we see it, the Feirish. So the chilik between Shem and Chum and Yafes, each one acts according to his to the mahus of their being. Chum stoops to an abomination here. Chum stoops to Kilgal. He defiles himself and defiles his father, and therefore Oro Knan. Eved avodim yilechov. Yefes and Shem protect the human body, but Shem's hasaga is a far more kedushadika one than Yefes's, and therefore Shem is zeicha to a talish or mitzvah. And Yefes is zeicha not to mitzvahs. Yefes is zeicha to the idea of the humanistic treatment of the human body. Zachu bonav l'kvura. This is a pshat in the parsha. In other words, Yefes is zeicha to the derech eretz, and Shem is zeicha to Torah. This is it. And if Yefes is rest for Holy Shem, then Yefes becomes redeemed too, as we said. This, of course, is the inyan of the parsha over here.
Now, coming to the end of the parsha, finally, Avraham Avinu comes on the scene after the 10 Torahs from Leah to Avraham. Again, I'll mention the Maharal Park because this brings us from Noach to Avraham. By you, you may Terach Chomeshonim or Messiah Shona, the last pasuk in the parasha. By Yomos Terach Bechoron. So Rashi says, why did it say by Yomos Terach Bechoron? Aye, Terach was still alive. Lach. Why does it say here by Yomos Terach Bechoron? Actually, he didn't die at this point because he still lived after Avraham left. So Rashi says that it shouldn't be said that Avraham Avinu wasn't Mekayim Kibbadav. Shaloi yad davam afosim lakol v'yomu lakim Avraham et kibbut ovir shenichu zokum volach loy lefikach karo akos of meis. Strange Rashi. Today it shouldn't appear that Avraham Avinu and Bayom HaShem al Avraham lech lechom ayatzcham al aratecho. What if he left an old father there? Therefore the Torah says what? So, but actually, he did leave him. He did leave him. What's the teretz? It doesn't appear that way, but he did leave him. What's the pshat? Maharal Mitzchak says like this. He uses a halacha, but the halacha touches up here the whole inyan. The halacha is gershin is gar kikot nishanoila dummy. Avraham Avinu is a tchila legerim. Avraham is a new beginning. When a person is megayer himself, it's kikot nishanoila dummy. It's a new beginning. He has no shakas with the past. He severs all relations with the past. Medaraisa is mutter afil in the women whom in his relatives. Medarabonu we yasser him, of course. But medaraisa is like a new, has no shakas with any of his previous krivim. Kikot nishanel adami. That's what Geirus is. Avraham Avinu, when he's makir is boiroi and he undergoes the transformation from a ben noach to the elshte yid, tchila legerim. Memelis. He's potter and kibadav to Terach, says the Maharal. He's potter and kibadav. And that's why the end of the 20 Doiris ends by Yomos Terach Bechoron. As far as Avraham Avinu, Terach may be alive. As far as Avraham Avinu is concerned, Terach is a gestorbener. That's to put it in plain simple Yiddish, the Indian over here. By Yomos Terach Bechoron, Avraham Avinu begins a new Hatzchala. Terach is part of the previous Tkufa. The Tkufa of the Shnei Alofim Tohu, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the world is made up of 6,000 years, Shnei Alofim Tohu, Shnei Alofim Torah, and the last 2,000 years is Yemos HaMashiach. When do the Shnei Alofim Tohu end? With Avraham Avinu, with Terach. Terach is the end of the Shnei Alofim Tohu. And the Shnei Alofim Torah, even though it's before Mamad Al-Sinai, begin with Avraham Avinu, Ves HaNefesh Asher Osa Bechoron. That Zman, when Avraham Avinu started making Nefoshos L'Hashem Mizborach, that's the end of the Tohu. The Olam HaTohu was finished. So even Chanoich and Mesu Shelach and the Tzadikim that, and Noach and Shem, compared to Avraham Avinu, it's all Tohu. And Terach, who is an Eved Avodah Zarah, Hayom is Terach Bechoron. Avraham Avinu severs his connections with Terach. Terach is a Gestorbener. And Hashem says to Avraham, now you begin your journey, Lech Lecha. And this is the beginning of the Kali Yisrael.